Ramorny today, and the man whose feet I reckon would hardly have hit the ground in the last week. He's got runners today at Grafton in the Ramorny, and it's James Cummings. Morning, James.
No. Morning, how are you?
I'm good, James. I'm just saying, I don't think your feet would have hit the ground the last week, would they?
it's been very enjoyable, but we've hit the ground running, and I'm not surprised because I had quite a few meetings and was getting to know the crew before I got my feet under the desk, so to speak, and so, you know, we've got a good team here building up towards hopefully a good carnival in the next few months.
Now today, the Ramorny, you're non-3 originally, but accepted with 2 and Batty Oz, Corey Brown on board. They've given you the visitors draw, barrier 17 originally.
Yeah, we didn't get much luck there, but look, there's a few scratchings in the race. Things are going to have to unfold for him rather favourably from out there. But the horse is just in a good frame. Lofty's looking after him up. He's been up at the Gold Coast. He travels there today, and he's in really, really good form.
The beauty thing about this horse, he's ultra consistent and he can handle almost any sort of track.
That's true. You know, he hasn't won over 1,200 metres yet, but the thing is he was desperately unlucky in a 1,200 metre two-year-old race. He was blocked all the way and should have had one to his name. But he's adaptable. He's in winning form. It was a soft win in a reasonably good race there on the Sunshine Coast. So you'd have to respect him as one of the main dangers in a pretty even race.
Now, if you thought 17 was bad when you looked at Batty Oz, what did you do when you saw 19 come up for Mogador?
Well, even when things have been going Mogador's way this prep, he hasn't seemed to find the form that he was in when he was unlucky in this race last year. But you know, stranger things have happened. They've been very pleased with his track work. He works every bit as good as the way Batty Oz is going. So we'd like to hope that he's able to turn it around today. But tough race for him to do that in, and my expectations won't be too high, but I'd love to see a more positive effort from the horse.
I suppose when you look at positives, you've got to go for those, James. He's drawn wide, but he does tend to get back a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he'll probably get back off the speed and look to be ridden for a bit of luck. We'll see how the track's playing as well, and we can have the opportunity to look at that in a little more detail. But I can imagine that's the only way he's going to be a factor. We'll give him his chance, that's for sure.
Now you've also got Nathula running today at Canterbury in the second.
Yeah, it's a pretty big jump up in distance for him second up, but 2-year-olds that can run that sort of trip this time of year, I think he fits that bill. He's a horse that keeps coming. I was pleased to see that, you know, it was a positive effort on debut at Newcastle. The horse that he finished runner-up to has trained on nicely. And if he was able to overcome the challenge when the stamina is needing to be kicked in over the concluding stages, then I think he could be a factor in the race. But you'd have to respect a horse like Hypnotist. The James Harron horse in that race is really going well and to have a lot of upside too. So I think that it's a race he can run well in again, but we'd have to be pretty respectful of the opposition there.
In the fourth as well, you've got Ben Whalo in. It's also a handy little race, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not going to be easy for this horse, but comes into the race with winning form too. We've been really pleased with her, and think that I think she can run well again. It'll be an interesting test.
Now, of your four today, which one would you hang your hat on? Which is your best chance?
Oh, I'd love to win the Ramorny. Mm. Daz is going. He's on the plane.
Ah.
It'll be a special one to win for Sheikh Mohammed. The first stakes race that I've got a runner in for him, so let's try and hang our pride on that horse today.
Darren would be writing the speech at the moment, wouldn't he?
he's given that many winning speeches, Darren. I reckon he could just pluck one out of the archive.
He just pressed the button and away he goes, like one of those dolls.
that'll do.
Now, how's it been settling in? Has it been a bit of a shock to the system, or was it something because you would have done an enormous amount of homework leading into this, and has it just been a gradual thing?
I did do a lot of homework, but, you know, I also have put a lot of faith in the crew that are around these horses and that know them so well. I was able to spend a good amount of time with the family in between sort of winding back Leilani Lodge and picking up the baton here. So the last few days have really been enjoyable. You know, I'm thriving on the challenge, and you know, I don't think that the scale of it is beyond being able to get your head around in a fairly quick amount of time, especially with the really good sort of feedback and analysis that I can get from the senior people, as well as the handlers that are working for Godolphin, that have been on the team for a long time now, and it makes it all very straightforward.
It's interesting. It's probably as equally as important managing horses as managing people too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, and I think that the good trainers have learned to enjoy both aspects.
And you mentioned you had a bit of relaxation time. I think you might have thrown the chef's hat on a little bit too, and sort of dabbled in the kitchen.
Yes, yeah, we had the wood fire pizza oven going there as I showed you the other day, and it came off a beauty there on Sunday. We had the Adeline's second birthday party, and they tasted crisp, and like it was like a taste of Italy.
There you go. And that's not even boasting. Wait till after the Ramona, you'll be skiding then. Good on you, James. Good to catch up, mate. Good luck today, too.
All right, cheers.
Thanks, James. James Cummings joining us there. And he's got Batty Oz. He'd love to win the Ramona with it today.